I got a breast reduction like a year and a half ago. Thank you for not booing me. It would be so fucked up if you booed me at my album recording. But I kind of expected it because it honestly does happen. Like, it's a thing that I did for myself and I feel so good about it because, like, I remember being in high school and trying to pick out dresses for homecoming dances and proms and having panic attacks because nothing fit and it made me feel like a freak. And then, like, after I had surgery, like, the first time that I hugged my boyfriend, I was physically holding somebody closer to my heart than I'd been able to in 20 years. But, like, I will have people, like, strange weirdos in a back corner that will just be like, boo, boo! And it's like, you were never gonna see them anyway, man. Like, tits are a privilege in this world. You know what I mean? Like, you should be so thankful for every pair of boobs that comes into your life. Round of applause for tits right now. Woo! Fucking awesome. Ladies, if your dates aren't clapping, do not go home with them. That's how you pick out the assholes in the room. But, like, boobs deserve a round of applause because they're a real goddamn hassle most of the time. So, yeah, just applaud them every once in a while. Not strange boobs, the ones in your lives. Don't applaud strange boobs. For the love of God, don't do that. I don't need that rumor to start here. But, like, people think they own them in some weird way. Like, I had a guy come up to me after a show one time, and he was like, plastic surgery is just such a drastic thing to do. Do you ever think about just trying to lose some weight? And I was like, I'm a woman in 2015. I thought about trying to lose some weight. It's practically demanded. I think about it every goddamn day of my life. That same guy. He also was just like, I don't know, I just feel like cutting your body is a slap in the face of God's work. And I don't know about that. But I do know that whenever I used to go running, it would be a slap in my own face every step along the way. So how about you not tell me what to do with my body, bro? Fucking infuriating. Yeah, thank you. But if you guys do want to see my old boobs, you still can. They're still out there. I can tell you exactly where too. They're on the floor of the Marina Del Rey Plastic Surgery Hospital basement in like a dusty, quivery pile next to an incinerator, waiting for like a janitor with like a hunchback and a hook hand to pull his leg, one good leg out of a caveman out of the noses of old dead celebrities. And then that guy just takes off his hook and he puts on a shovel and he shovels all tits into fire on Friday nights. And that's where your weird boners can still find my old boobs. If you must see them. I'm so much happier now than I used to be. And I've been, yeah, thank you. Give it up for my happiness. Yeah. I'll take that. Give it up for all my life decisions. Oh, fuck you guys. It was kind of a bit, and then three people applauded, and I was like, we felt so good at the beginning of this set, and now I feel judged. Oh, man, that's okay. I'm about to do a really graphic joke. Let's see how this goes.